Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whenever you're listening. This is yours. Hold on. Sports Report. But I had it right. I said guess myself.
Ranger Sports Report.
Ranger Sports Report.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Whenever you're listening, this is your Ranger Sports Report. I'm Seth Lopez, followed by my colleague, Aiden Hatch.
Hello.
Today, we are talking to Elise Hyde, who has won a WYL MVP in volleyball as well as a WYL MVP in soccer. Both going undefeated in WYL seasons as well.
That's crazy.
That's amazing. So we'll have fun talking to her today, and then I'll pass it on to Aiden for upcoming sports.
Cool.
Let's jump right into it. Elise, what was it like being WYL double MVPs this year?
I truly feel honored. Honestly, I feel like it starts with my club coaches, like honoring my coaches who developed me as a player and all that I am, and also just giving thanks to such amazing teams that I'm on, because I feel like, yes, it is my individual talent, but also like the team around me supporting me and pushing me, and just thanking all my coaching staff and just honoring and representing Redwood excellence in athletics through my MVP awards.
So you're mainly a soccer player. Do you still practice volleyball, or this year, do you still practice volleyball outside of school, or is it purely just in school?
Like just in general or during the soccer season?
So like during the summer leading into your volleyball season, do you practice yourself or you just wait for school to start?
Oh, got it. So yeah, so all year round, I am a soccer player. So I focus on club soccer, just preparing for the winter season. But for volleyball season during the summer, they have, kind of like a pre-training camp. It's actually during the whole summer. So I think that's where my growth or like getting back into it really starts. And then when soccer season's over, I really just like playing on the beach, like beach volleyball with my sister and just in our backyard.
Is this camp through Redwood or is it through like someone else?
There you go. Yes, the camp is through Redwood. It's just through like preparing normally for volleyball season during the summer.
What was it like missing, because you played volleyball, which is a fall sport, and then it rolls right into soccer. What was it like with having no downtime?
Honestly, I think I was more excited. Like, yes, I was kind of like, I wish I had like more time to relax, but I think my excitement for the soccer season made me kind of forget that part and just like, I'm ready, like, let's go. I'm excited for the new team spirit and different team cultures and the excitement for the season.
What were your goals coming into the soccer season?
My goals coming to the soccer season was just to continue being a leader for the team and pushing and encouraging one another and just to win the WYL title, because we lost last year. We lost the title. So,
Is this your first time winning WYL MVP?
Yes, it is. This is my first time.
So it's your first time winning WYL MVP and you get in two sports?
Yes. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Who do you have to thank for all your success so far?
Just like what I said before, like all my previous coaches, and just shout out to Jason Vieira and Jason Vieira, my head coach, and all the assistant coaches on our soccer team and my volleyball team as well. Alana Montgomery, she's a big part of leading the success of the Redwood volleyball program. And I also just want to thank my parents too. Like my mom, she is very competitive and does push me and support me. So yeah.
If I may step in, I was listening to audio, so if we already talked about this, I apologize, but do you have aspirations of either sport in the future? Do you have plans to, you know, play volleyball or soccer?
Yes, I'm actually committed to playing soccer at Westmont College in Montecito. So that's really fun. And I was kind of considering like also playing volleyball there just as like an option or whatever, if that could ever happen. But it's also during the same season as soccer. So I think I might be part of like an intramural sport for volleyball or just play beach volleyball on the side with friends and stuff. Yeah.
Was it hard? And you finished your last volleyball season, possibly could have been, maybe, like your last competitive volleyball game. What was that like?
It was really like heartbreaking too, because I know I wouldn't like be on another like volleyball team, and especially our team had so much like talent. That was really exciting. And I think I was also really sad because not only it'll be like my last time like playing an actual volleyball game, but like playing a game where my mom's the head coach and my sister is the setter, and that's just a really sweet memory. And so yeah, that was pretty sad.
What is your favorite memory from volleyball?
Oh, gosh, I have to think about that. I think winning or being undefeated and winning WIL was just amazing, like overall, like top number one. But I think just in practices, like in volleyball, like everyone has to have energy and be hyped to get that perfect bump, set, and spike. So I think like all the teammates and all the drills being super hyped and like screaming at each other was just fun.
Out of your 4 years, what was your favorite memory at soccer?
Oh gosh. I don't think there was like a favorite memory. I think just similar to volleyball, like I really love our team practices and just us bonding together, and bonding together in practices also means like bonding together outside of practice. And so, yeah, I would say that.
You're a two sport athlete. Was there ever a time where it's like, this is Redwood High School, this is Redwood?
Like a specific moment?
Or? Yeah. We're like, this is what we're all about.
Yes, I would say there's two. I'll share two from volleyball and soccer. So in volleyball, I would say when we went against, I think it was Mount Whitney. And just so many people were there. And I think the football team started going, which also got the whole school started going. And so when someone get a huge like down ball like Morgan or me or anyone on the team or amazing pass, like I would look to the stands and be like, oh my gosh, like that was amazing.
I remember that. I think we live streamed that. I remember that. That was an amazing game.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yes. And I just felt like I was just floating. Like when everything is like in the groove, like everyone's doing well, like it's just like a flow. Like I love that feeling. And that same feeling was when during our playoff game against Royal Grande, and even though we unfortunately lost, I think just seeing everybody be there and like just supporting all sports really means a lot. So yeah,
I agree. That's all I have for today. Cool. Now I'd like to pass it on to Aiden for upcoming games.
Awesome. So this week we actually only have two home games. We have baseball and softball. Baseball will be Thursday, April 7th. It's against Lemoore. Varsity starts at 4:15. And then the same Thursday, softball plays against Golden West, and varsity starts at 4:30. And then, you know, we have other track has a meet on Wednesday, but nothing else is home except baseball and softball.
Nice. I would like to thank everyone who's listening right now, as well as Elise for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You've been on here a lot so far.
I always like doing these.
Yeah, you always have the most screen time so far. So, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
That's all I have for today. Get sporty.